You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
It is hard, Stugatz, after this pandemic. It is hard for me to make it on a weeknight to 1 a.m. watching sports. I don't know what happened to me in terms of the fossilization process, but this used to be something that was no problem for me, and I just feel like I am either atrophying at an alarming rate or my sports and sleeping patterns cannot coexist, because that game last night was so much fun between those two guys. Steph Curry being unbelievably great, unprecedented as a creature in that sport, terrifying from ranges no one has ever seen, against LeBron James. And LeBron James beats Steph Curry at Steph Curry's game with a desperation shot. Skip Bayless is calling lucky, because Skip Bayless, this is the only move he's got left here on LeBron James, four-time champion, because LeBron now has 97 in his career game-tying or go-ahead baskets in the last minute of a game. Only Kobe Bryant had more in the last 25 years. And last night, in a game for none of the marbles, even though Stugatz kept saying they were for all of the marbles,
It was most of the marbles, Dan.
He looked flat in parts of that game. You saw LeBron James's age on the other side of injury, Stugatz. He is obviously someone who's going to be able to shoot from range for the next 5 years. You saw Sue Bird talk about this the other day, the idea that we're in a new time for science and aging athletes, whether it's Tom Brady or Sue Bird or someone like LeBron James. But that's how he ages, right there. Ankles hurting, and he's not quite as fast as he used to be. No indictment of his speed. He's still very fast. Can't jump as high as he used to, while he can still jump very high. But he'll be able to make shots from range for a long time. And last night, he buries Steph Curry with a shot that was just desperation.
It's not the injury. It's the time it takes him to recover from the injury. That's what people have been talking about in terms of him aging. Because Dan, still at his age, he put up a triple-double in a big game, coming off a really bad ankle injury that he's aggravated three times since he came back to play for the Lakers. It was, listen, the play-in game, I know a lot of people object to it. It is so much fun when you can have LeBron and Steph in what appears to be, we know it's not because Steph has another game, to be one game for their lives. It's not one game for their season.
It's not one game for anything other than
energy. You put facts aside for just a minute. Exactly. I mean, can you do that? That's what it felt like, the NBA championship last night.
Dan, it did. Come on.
I enjoyed the end of the game, and I enjoy the fact that LeBron is going to make make everyone eat it. They will question him again the next time it all happens, but he's a four-time champion, and he's aging at a rate with those kind of miles on his body where he just took out the greatest shooter you've ever seen the way the greatest shooter you've ever seen would take you out, except he didn't take him out because there are more games between the two teams to play.
And it was such an exciting do-or-die game that I was sitting on the couch just waiting for it to start, and I turned to my wife and I said, this is a do or die game. And she said to me, so if LeBron loses, he's eliminated. I go, well, no, like this happens and then that happens. She goes, call me when he has a chance to get eliminated, and walked away, went to sleep.
This league, though, now they're the favorites to beat the 2-seed Suns.
That's great.
I mean,
they should be heavy favorites.
They are.
Yeah.
A 7-seed, and they were all trying, and the Clippers and the Nuggets were trying to avoid them. This is the guy that Bayless wants to call a choker.
Like, I hate him.
Bayless wants to continue to disparage LeBron, and Bayless loses forevermore, no matter how much he does. It just sounds so ridiculous. A commentator withering toward the end of his career, spouting about luck as LeBron, again, for the 97th time, hits a shot that at the end of a game that shows you that he can hit shots at the end of a game.
I don't feel badly for Chris Paul, but if you're a Chris Paul fan, you have to feel bad for Chris Paul. Like, he's on a really good team. He has made Phoenix legitimately good, and now he gets LeBron and Anthony Davis in the first round? That is terrible. Man, tough luck. I mean, they're gonna be out in four.
Oh, you've got them being swept, do you? Yeah. You've got the Lakers sweeping them. So I want to find out what Stugatz's total analysis here, because are you gonna have both the Nets and the Lakers winning the championship? Because you've been riding the Nets. You haven't paid any attention to actual Nets basketball this year.
No, I don't have
to. You haven't looked at any of the numbers. You just know that they have Harden and they have Durant and they have Kyrie Irving. Three guys that independently you have ripped and questioned all of them over the last 10 years.
I have, yeah. I have the Nets and the Lakers in the finals. I don't have both of them winning, although that's a good idea.
Have both of them winning, though, because last night was one of those LeBron games that you love where you're like, oh, he's going to show everybody again. Nobody else is the MVP. We've spent this entire damn season changing every couple of weeks the MVP. It's Embiid. It's Nokic. It's Chris Paul. It's Jimmy Butler for 5 minutes. It's how many guys have we given the MVP to? And LeBron is still out here beating Steph Curry at his best.
He's still the guy that if you had to choose from anyone in the league for a series, you would still choose LeBron James. I'm not even certain you wouldn't choose him for a whole season at this point, right? Like, it's crazy that we're still talking about LeBron James, Dan. We were talking about him when our show started 20 years ago. 20 years later, he's still playing at this high level.
Billy, why are you screaming at everybody in the chat?
I mean, I'm not screaming at everyone. We're all kind of just dancing around the issue that LeBron made up, the fact that he was seeing three rims last night, and I believe he just aimed for the middle one. Get out of town. Like, no one, you guys don't believe, Dan, please tell me that you didn't fall for that. Please, Dan, please, no, Dan, please tell me that you didn't fall for that, because we know that he's making it up, and we know that if anyone was playing basketball with their friend and their friend told them the same thing, you'd be like, get out of here. You don't see three rims. That's not something that happened. That was just LeBron creating an excuse should he have missed, or setting up if he had a game coming up where he'd wear an eye patch and then 5 minutes in, he'd take off the eye patch dramatically and throw it on the floor because it was affecting his play. And look at this warrior. He needs his eye patch that he took off and he's doing without his eye patch. How can he do this? How can he be playing basketball with two eyes? Because everybody does, because no one plays with an eye patch. And by the way, people get poked in the eye all the time and no one sees three rims and no one is believing this story, LeBron. Okay, you're getting a little bit older. The game's catching up to you. It's fine. It happens to everybody. Father Time, undefeated, but we don't have to make up these stories to make it seem like hitting a three-pointer is a bit impressive. And Steph could have hit that three-pointer from 50 feet further back.
People don't see three when they get poked in the eye. They see three when they're hammered, okay? He just got this. He got confused with when you see three, okay? It's when you're hammered. It's never when you get poked in your eye. When you get poked in your eye, you start seeing, like little spots everywhere.
You see like one and a half. Things are blurry. You see the actual object, and then you see like blurry things off to the
side.
Maybe
two rims you saw. Yeah.
Billy, that's what you took from what you watched last night?
Yeah, he was fibbing a bit. I don't want to call him a liar, okay? Good. Not going to say it. A healthy fib, though.
Good point in the chat. Maybe he was drinking. last night before the game.
A lot of people were wondering before the game, did you see this? And I was like, good God, we're going to do this lame thing still after 30 years in this business? He's out with Drake before a big game. He's out partying with Drake. He's
what
not-
was Drake doing there, by the way? Not to make this about Drake, but why was he there, superfan Drake? Doesn't he work for the Raptors? Are we just like going around cheering for everybody again as soon as the Raptors are eliminated? Why was he there?
An excellent.
He's always there, Bill.
He's Drake. What do you mean? Why is he there? He's Drake.
You know what the NBA should do to put an end to this whole Drake situation? Start fining the Raptors every time he's there clowning around with some of the players and call it tampering. Every time Drake is there hanging out with NBA players, say that it's tampering, and then that'll be the end of Drake. Drake.
What is this thing that the NBA has to do something about? What is the, I don't understand.
Drake being it's the Drake thing, game, Dan, okay? Man. You know the Drake thing.
I don't know the Drake thing. You want them to start fining Drake for what?
Tampering. But he works for the Raptors, Dan. He shouldn't be playing around with the other teams. He shouldn't be in the locker rooms after games. He shouldn't be palling around. That is tampering if I've ever heard it.
Billy's right. Who'd he go out with before the game, the night before? Who'd he go out with?
He is a front runner
he
who has
can't
been,
do these things. He's an owner.
He's been going into the Heat locker room back from this. He's been doing this for 10 years with whoever's out in front, whoever's super famous. It helps him. It helps them. All of them improve their brands. And I don't understand what you're doing. Are you?
How about improve the Raptors, Drake? That's your job. Improve the Raptors.
They won the championship.
Improve them this year. Where are they this year?
Yeah.
Not in the playoffs. That's Drake's.
But Drake's in the playoffs. Drake never misses the playoffs.
That's right.
His playoff record's undefeated. He's always there. He always wins. Every year he's a champion because he's a fan of the champion. That's the Drake problem. You don't see it.
This is what I will grant you. LeBron was totally acting, writhing around on the floor about how hurt he was. That was Space Jam 2 Pretend Land, where he was just trying to get a flagrant foul call, and it was ridiculous. The way that he was spasming like a professional wrestler. Like I will, and it's not the takeaway from the game because he made the shot to end them, but the idea of an eye patch and everything else, like he's got Hollywood writers at this point just telling him how to, like he's won four championships. He's won, period. He wins forever, right? And we'll watch the end of his career here, and we'll wonder every time whether this is the year that he's going to lose the rest of the way. But he absolutely was selling all of that, right? Nobody thinks that that was authentic, that LeBron James, one of the most indestructible men we've ever seen across sports, couldn't handle what had happened to him in a way that made him spasm and writhe for a full 2 minutes on the floor.
No one's buying it. Billy, what percentage owner is Drake of the Raptors? Like, what percentage of the team does he own?
0% of the team. He has, like, a fake title and maybe an office.
I love the idea. You want a fine for tampering, for going to dinner with him. You want a commissioner to show up and or somebody, a rule maker, to show up and be like, LeBron, I'm sorry, this is tampering. We're risking the idea that you're going to play out the end of your legendary days in Canada, in Toronto, when Kawhi Leonard won one and fled to Los Angeles. You've got LeBron James finishing his career next to Drake because he loves him so much.
I love the idea of Billy being Drake. Like, just that visual. Like, Billy living the rapper lifestyle.
He'd behave just like him, wouldn't he?
Of course he would.
At Marlins games, though. He'd just go to Marlins games.
I tell you what, you would never see me at a Yankees game howling around with any of them.
You might, though, if you were in New York.
Show some professionalism, Drake.
Such a weird rant.
I mean, he owns the Raptors.
I don't understand. Why are you lashing out at him? Is it because you don't like that he's soft for a rapper because he's with the Raptors? Like, what is it? What's your problem with Drake?
I don't know, Dan. Sometimes I just get going and then it's too late to stop. I'm going downhill and I have to just... You think I woke up today saying I hate Drake? No, but here I am, and apparently I hate Drake now.
Bill, you're not alone. A lot of people don't like Drake because he's kind of a fair-weather fan. So he's a Raptors fan 2 years ago. Now all of a sudden he's a Lakers fan. That's a legitimate criticism.
No, he's
Drake,
not kind.
But he does not.
He's not kind. He's a bandwagon frontrunner. He was with the Kentucky basketball team. Like, he is an absolute frontrunner. There's no kind of with him.
But so what? He's Drake. He can do whatever he wants. He's like a pop culture icon. If he wants to fly his Drake, Air Force Drake, or whatever it's called, to the Raptors games, to LA, to Kentucky, We would all do the same thing if we were super rich. That's all I'm saying.
I thought for sure you were going to say he was hanging out with a Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, because he's that much of a front runner. Just dropped his latest mixtape. It's called Medina Spirit.
I love the idea of TMZ at the airport. Drake is arm around a horse's neck. Like Drake soothes. Yeah. Soothes.
Just writing Medina Spirit, leaving Live on Sunday. Yes. Caught by TMZ.
It is how Drake would do it, though. He'd hang out with Baffert originally, but then just run over the horse.
Yeah, he goes from Baffert to Nick Zito every Kentucky Derby. You never know.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Jess, did you see what Dennis Dodd said about Matt Campbell?
I did see that.
That's crazy.
That's interesting.
He turned down $68 million from the Detroit Lions, and they signed Dan Campbell. The NFL does like this interesting thing where you don't know exactly how much the head coaches get paid.
$68 million for how many years?
8 years. 8 years.
Why'd he turn it down?
I mean, it's a Detroit Lions, so he's being smart, because that's going to be the next big hire. If any of these big college football jobs open up, Matt Campbell is always a top.
Better than that in terms of money.
That's a lot of money. I think they should
get better in terms of what team, though. Like maybe his agent's telling him that there's going to be a spot opening up next year.
But he'll never get offered $68 million. I think I can't imagine.
I think he would say Saban decides in 2 years he wants to leave Alabama. Naturally, the first person they're going to approach is Dabo. But then the Clemson job opens up. But I think Matt Campbell should absolutely grab the cash, because even if he's a failure in the pros, he can just go right back to college football and command a crazy salary. $68 million.
I'd love to know what his explanation was for turning that down. If that's a fact, if it's been reported and it's a fact, because that is really insulting to the Detroit Lions that they... With all the money that they're throwing at somebody, you're talking about a salary in the sphere annually of where nobody knows what Belichick's real salary is, but it would immediately make him a coach with a longer tenure of guaranteed money and more money than any other coach. Why wouldn't you take that? Does he not have an interest in the pros? Is that possible?
He has to know and trust his representation that something else is coming down the pipe. He has to know
that. I understand, Stugatz, but... Something else coming down the pike is not this. Whatever's coming down the pike, you think this is not Nick Saban. Nick Saban will be able to command this in 2 years if he wants to do this at 70 years old. That's crazy. I would love to hear what's been reported from that guy's mouth on that decision making.
Yeah, it would be close to $8.6 million a year. I think Saban makes more than that right now, but that is a crazy jump from going to Iowa State to the Detroit Lions. That's nuts. Balls to turn that down. Balls.
How old is he?
Matt Campbell?
He's young.
He's got to be early.
He's pretty
40s.
Young. Yeah. He's 41. The new college football darling that every year when a Power 5 team is not doing well, it's like, well, we can hire Matt Campbell next year.
Those jobs do not come open often, though. Like, Nick Saban's not leaving Alabama. Dabo's not leaving, you know. Jason Day's not leaving Ohio State. Those jobs do not come open. Maybe Michigan. Maybe that's the job. Maybe he's waiting around
Saban's
for that.
Nick Saban's 69 years old. How long can he possibly go? You think he's going to go for 10 more years?
Yes.
You think he's going to go till like, he's 79?
I do, yeah.
He's going to do a Bear Bryant. He's going to coach till he's literally about to die, and then he's going to retire and die like 6 months later.
Mike, why would you stop? I mean, why would you stop if you're Nick Saban?
I mean, they give him unlimited resources. He loses an offensive coordinator to the NFL, and he just hires Bill O'Brien. He's got the best staff in college football. He probably could do it till he's 100.
Why did Jessica? You say he could probably do it till he's 100. Why did Jessica just kill Nick Saban? She just said that Nick Saban is going to do it for 10 years, and then 6 months later, he's going to die. Under those circumstances, if he knows that, if she's reporting that exclusively, I don't know why she just killed Nick Saban. She's got him dying exactly 6 months after he stops coaching his last game.
I think that's what he would want. I think that's like the dream for him. Like, he does it until he can't do it anymore, and then good night. Like, no, I think no, that's the, what Nick Saban wants.
No, the
wants,
dream
Dan.
Is to just win the last game and die on the sideline. I don't know why you're giving him six extra months.
He can go to his vacation home for 6 months and then, like, say goodbye to his family. This has got very morbid, but I stand by it.
Whose fault is that?
It's yours, Jess. Bobby Bowden always said, you always quote him, that there's only one major life event after retirement. Is why he had to get pushed out of that job to leave. And we saw Joe Paterno, granted different circumstances, but that job was literally his entire life. That job was his life. When you take away something like that, it's why there's all these sad stories of grandparents passing away almost one right after another, because that's their reason for living. Wow, this got really sad.
Jesus.
Did you guys know Burt Bell, who was one of the original NFL commissioners, who I think was part of the founding of the Philadelphia Eagles? He had a heart attack at Tim Mara's funeral in 1959. And his doctor was like, hey, if you go to any more football games, you're going to die. Like, it's too exciting for you. You're too old. Stop going to football games. And Burt Bell was like, I'd rather die watching football than do literally anything else. And so he went to an Eagles game 6 months later and died at the game.
Can someone please explain to me, because we're all getting to know Jessica together, but why is it she doesn't have any idea about Speed or Point Break, but she just went into the history books and got us like the history of American football and some names from the 1930s, where they died and how? Like, there's
she
a
cares about that
there is
stuff,
a
man.
Disconnect here in terms of what she's willing to learn about before her time. Like, the indictment of these movies was, that was when I was born. That's what she said, as if nothing had happened before she was born. And now she just, when has Burt Bell ever been mentioned around here?
First time.
By anybody, like in the history of this show.
You agree, if there's a way to go out, Dan, if there's a way to go out and sports is involved, it would be watching football, right? That's the way to go. I mean, what a peaceful ending.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is the way to go watching football? I guess the way to die watching football, right? Because if we just put it up as go, people aren't going to understand it. That's how you want to die, Stugant?
Yeah, watching football. It's the thing that gives me the most amount of pleasure. If I die with the most amount of pleasure, I'm good.
No, but you're a Jets fan. The Jets might kill you.
That's the thing. I'm thinking to myself, really, Stugant? You're just like, I'm good. We're losing 19-3 in the third quarter. I'll die here after many decades of failure. I'm good. I'll just die a bored loser.
I've been down 19-3 so much in the third quarter. Dan, it's a very peaceful place for me.
Decades. You're wishing for this purgatory. Like, what an awful way to die. What? Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is the worst way to die watching Jets football?
I've got you clutching your chest when you get to the E in Jets doing the Fireman Ed chant.
I would rather be torn apart by horses. Torn apart by horses. Or eaten by wild dogs than die during a Jets game down 19-3, wondering if this is the guy that's going to be their quarterback.
I love 19-3.
You tie one arm with one horse, another arm with another horse, tear my arms off going in different directions, and then have my torso eaten by wild dogs. I prefer to die that way, and then just a shark at the end.
Two-score game, Dano.
I've been in contact with Jameson, trying to see who he thinks might be the goalie between the pipes today.
Dreeks. Oh, it's got to be Drieger.
Yeah, that's his guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must win, Roy, huh? Yeah. Rare. Must.
A must win.
Yep. Yeah. Anytime you have a big game four, well, no, a big game five and a best of nine, it's a big swing game. So I'm going to Tampa Saturday. Big game four.
What if they're down 3-0? You gonna,
I'll still go.
You'll still go?
Yeah, I'll still go.
Okay. Don't feel confident.
This team has brought me so much joy this season. So.
You feel like you owe him one?
I feel like I owe him one.
All right.
And I just, real talk, I had the greatest time on Sunday watching playoff hockey.
So fun.
It was so much fun that I I'm chasing that high that I'll take a day trip to Tampa. And just a day trip. Flying out in the morning, flying back in the evening.
How great is playoff hockey? Did you watch the Boston-Washington game last night?
Yeah, every game has gone to OT.
The last 12 playoff games they played have been decided by a single goal.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Hemorrhaging right now. I went 35 straight, and I am crashing to the mean because I made the mistake of letting Sugats in on my playoff bets. And oof.
It wasn't actually 35 straight. You were on a hot streak.
I swear to God, man. It was like, I know that sounds unbelievable, but in this chat, 95% clip.
Is it
never miss?
Is it documented?
In my Puck Tampa group chat.
I believe it is documented. I made the mistake of asking Mike who we were taking tonight. Now, Mike did not respond. I've been thinking about this. I'm glad you brought it up.
No, but Stugatz, no, you are mush this way. No, but you are. Anytime anyone is making money anywhere, you come over, and I won't say that you're the cooler, but you do try and get in. I don't know if it always results in this particular disaster, but you would hate the guy who does this to you if you're on a hot streak and that person comes up and starts asking you for information.
So I asked Mike, and I did not push Mike. Many hours went by before Mike responded to me. Mike did not have to respond to me. That was a Mike decision. I simply asked a question, and Mike responded. Dad, I am telling you, he responded right before the pucks dropped that night. So
I know. He leaned Boston. I know. I saw.
No. He gave me a bunch of bets. All of them lost, by the way. Yeah. I've never had more money on hockey in my entire life.
Yeah, I texted him the day after I leaned Boston, went 3-for-3 on my plays. I gave him a full slate, and I lost everything. I was like, I think Tampa Bay wins, but I'm not going to bet against the Cats here. And I was doing a math play. I was just looking to split a play, Barkey and Hubie to score, because both were plus juice. I'm like, you figure if the Cats are going to score, those two guys have something to do with it. Unfortunately, I was wrong, and I took a Wenny over because Coach Q said Wenny was playing on the same line as Hubie. That was not the case. I mean, because Benny was suspended, so I'm like, oh, Wenny in for Benny. He's going to dominate with Hubie. Didn't end up happening. And Driggs lets in the goal, and here we are. So yesterday, I went 2-3. I had a double unit play on the Boston Bruins, won that, but then I had three different Oilers to score, and they only scored one goal against the Winnipeg Jets. It's just a brutal stretch right now. I'm not used to losing this way.
Yep. I woke up the next morning. Mike said, entirely your fault. I wrote back, agreed. But now I've been thinking about it again. You did not have to give me the picks. I did not press you. No. I was not demanding these picks.
Chris,
it's your fault.
What are you
actually
laughing about, Chris? Just Stugatz being maximum Stugatz?
You got to read the room when you don't get the text back. But I was really just marveling at how many group texts Mike has. I mean, I'm in like four with him, and he always references. They all have different names. It's impressive.
I've got Firmo. There's one of my friends, Firmo. We blame him for the pandemic because he left halftime of the DC United Inter Miami game, and Inter Miami were winning. And then literally after he left, the entire world shut down for a year and a half. So you, Firmo. And then I had a hockey chat, and it was clever. It was like Puck Firmo, right? You get it? Same general idea. Now it's become Puck Tampa Bay, those pucking pucks presented by Discover.
It's all the same people in these group chats.
Yeah, but it's organized. And then I have a Stonks chat that Chris Cody's a part of. And that one's got, it's got a couple people, couple whales in the industry. We got Haberstroh.
Who's who in there?
Yeah, we got Master. We got Shea. And it's just, celebrating our wins and posting a lot of loss porn in the stock market, Dan.
Porn.
How do you prove to the audience that is questioning you right now? How can you prove it, verify, document it? Because everyone says I won 35 straight.
I've seen it, but no one's going to believe me.
Right. Unfortunately, I don't have the backup here, but he would have called me out because Chris Whittingham is in my Puck Tampa group chat. So he's seen the picks, and he's in a DraftKings state, and he was very excited to place bets in DraftKings, and I gave him an offer. In his first Virginia bet day.
But it's because this is all Stugatz's fault, correct?
Whoa. Yeah, entirely. 100% Stugatz's fault on the losses. And now I'm just in my own head. I'm reaching, trying to play a numbers game on goal scorers. I got to get back to the reason why I was so good at picking hockey is I was very conservative with my picks. Because you put it out in a group chat, you don't want to start being the guy that loses money for other people. So I would only text my surefire guaranteed lead pipe locks, and that went for like 30+, 3 months of just diving, Scrooge McDuck diving into it.
You really want this to be my fault?
No, but
I admitted to it.
This is something that I always marvel at with you in general, which is
greed?
You would hate the guy who shows up at the craps table in the middle of your roll and puts down money in the middle of your roll. You would hate that guy. You wouldn't You would blame that guy for everything, but you are that guy.
I'd punch him in the face. You're right. I would protect that table. There's no way anyone's getting in on that table when I'm in a hot when I'm in the middle of a hot roll. You're right.
Your response.
But I'm the guy who burst in when you're in the middle of a hot roll and you ruin it.
Your response when Mike said he had won 95% of his bets was to immediately move in and ruin it. Like I you went in and wanted that information. Give me some picks. Give me some picks right now.
Now that I'm really thinking about it, it's Mike's fault because Mike put it out there that he's won 95% of his hockey bets. And so when you put that out there, you are begging for people to ask you for your advice. Yeah, I mean,
I was bragging because I'm a lifetime gambler, right? As soon as I turned 18, I was going to CVS's and pretending my name was like someone else's and sending Western Unions. I know how to send what? Jess, have you ever sent a Western Union?
Oh, there's no way.
To an offshore bookie?
A what?
Yeah, all right.
So you have not lived.
You have not lived. I'm telling you, it's a rush.
Put it on the poll, please, Cody. Guillermo just ran out of here. Have you lived if you have not sent a Western Union?
It's incredible.
In a desperate gambling rush to make money.
Yeah, what's the minimum? All right, all right. How many times can I take my money out? Hey, I read this guy died. Is that okay? These are all great questions that you need to be there. It's why I mourn the loss of Cole Brennan like it was a family member. It's just life experiences like that, they don't grow on trees anymore. Now it's so accessible, and I think the country's better for it, but there's just something about being sneaky with having to deposit money and not even being sure that you're ever going to see it again if you go on a heater. That's just, I romanticize it.
I miss meeting a bookie in a back alley and handing him $500. I do. I mean, there's something romantic about it. Mike is right.
Put it on the poll as well, Chris Cody. Is there something romantic about meeting your bookie in the back alley and giving him $500?
I need to feel like sirens can go off at any time.
It's as dangerous as you guys live, right? Even here in Miami, and now that you're specifically the guy who secures the perimeter and has a child that Jessica hates and watches with pride as his lawn grows, you are now absolutely this person.
Oh, absolutely. I went to bed at 7:40 the other night, and kudos to Adam Silver. It looks like the play-in game really worked out. Good luck with those 10 o'clock starts, though. No shot at me finishing that game. None whatsoever.
I watched the end of the game last night physically on my hands and knees. I'm so tired. I need to stay up, but I can't sleep like this. I put rice under my knees. I'm like, I have to watch the end of whatever it is that happens. I have to watch this. And then it was amazing at the end of the game.
I smoked dope.
Why can't you be subtle?
What do you mean?
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.